Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help people become business celebrities in the Metro Atlanta area and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how to use technology to help your business prosper. My guest today is Kenneth Darryl Brown, president and CEO of E3 Capital Resources, LLC, a profit and business development company that specializes in business success systems, leadership, sales, communication, and technology. It is our good fortune to have on the phone today a man who is known as the passionate entrepreneur. Mr. Kenneth Darryl Brown, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me, Sparkplug. How's it going this morning?
Oh, fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Brown, let's get right into it. Why should entrepreneurs embrace technology?
That's a very good question. First of all, entrepreneurs, it's all about building a business, being successful in the business. It's all about being profitable and being productive and building your business. You can certainly use technology to be more profitable, more productive, more efficient, more effective. So it's really something that every entrepreneur should go, because everybody needs to get better day by day.
Sure. Well, Mr. Brown, what is new media, and how can it help businesses prosper?
Another great question. New media. Well, before I answer that question, let me give you a sense of what's happening in the world. Old school stuff, this is what I call old school marketing, is seminars, it's trade shows, it's call centers, you're doing the cold calling, it's you put an ad or you try to get in the industry trade, it's sending direct mail. That's the old school stuff. I call that interruption marketing. That's you're trying to push your message onto somebody, and things are getting tuned out. What is happening, you probably heard the call list,
sure.
National Do That Call Registry.
Sure.
You can't call people like you used to. You know, you've got caller ID now. You know, somebody sees your number, doesn't recognize your number, they're not going to pick up the phone, and you can't call them. Junk mail. You get a lot of junk mail and emails, and you've got Sirius Radio, XM Radio. That's because people don't want to hear messages. They don't want to hear ads. I mean, if you read the paper, you read the paper for the stories, not for the advertisements. When you listen to the radio, you don't listen to the radio for the radio advertisement. I know people probably don't want to, especially advertisers, don't want to hear this. And when you're watching TV, do you watch TV for the ads? Maybe if it's Super Bowl. So what you have to do is start looking at, there's a new way of doing things. And that is what I call inbound marketing. It's permission-based marketing. It's attraction-based. And so you want to attract and encourage people to talk with you. So that's like the blogging stuff, which I'll mention in a couple minutes. That's RSS, that's viral marketing, that's giving free tools. And what you definitely want to do is pull people in, attract them to you. So how do you do that? You do that through new media. That is podcasts, that's blogs, that's wikis, that's social online networks. Those are the kind of things that can really, really help you build your business and kind of get past the clutter.
What exactly is a podcast, and why do businesses need one?
Oh, well, a podcast is an audio or video file that can be downloaded from the Internet. And it's an ongoing thing. People have been doing podcasting for a while. Matter of fact, major companies are doing it, NBC, CBS. They're all doing podcasts. What it allows you to do is create your own message. As a matter of fact, what we're doing is podcasting to that. You're interviewing me, and you can perhaps take that interview. I can take that interview and put it on my website. I can send it out to all my prospects and suspects and my clients and strategic partners to communicate a message. Instead of sending them a dry email or something in the mail, a postcard, why not send something that really speaks and it differentiates yourself from other people? So podcasting is the way to go. It's also a way for you to get your name out there on the Internet. I always tell people, when you're looking at the Internet, you have two choices to build a web presence. And a lot of people put a website up and think it's, oh, I got a thing going on and people are going to find me. Just building a website up, a company website, is not enough. You have to build a web presence. And you have two choices. You can either have the Internet define you, or you can define the Internet. And you do that by podcasting like you're doing today. You do that by blogging.
What is a blog?
A blog is a way for people to express themselves. weblog is actually the proper term, but it's a way for people to talk about their feelings, their hopes, their dreams, like you're doing here for this podcast, and showing people what they feel about things. You can put videos on there. You can put audio links and podcasts. In a way, it's a mini website, and that's another way to get your message across. So podcast, it's a video audio that you can use, and certainly blogs are another way. It's just another way. You just can't have a website anymore. You've got to start blogging because it encourages people to contact you. It separates you from other people that are probably not doing it. So if people in your industry are not doing it, if you can be the first person, that's excellent. And here's another thing. I have a client of mine started blogging in November. Now with her keywords, when you type in her keywords, she is on the first page. When you do search engine optimization, Google and all the search engines, they love blogs. They love podcasts. And that will certainly get you on the first or second page. So I strongly encourage everybody to start blogging. Start podcasting.
Well, Mr. Brown, how often should your blog be updated?
Whenever you want to. It could be daily. It could be weekly. It could be every 2 days. And you don't have to put a lot. As a matter of fact, you could put a video that you get from YouTube. You can put your own videos on there. Put a thought. I saw a favorite quotes that people put in there. And you can invite your clients, strategic partners to add comments and be co-editors or share in some information and knowledge. What I do is I post my networking sessions that I do on Tuesday. So it's up to you. But you do have to, at least, I would say, at least once a week.
Well, you mentioned a wiki earlier. What is a wiki?
A wiki is another website, and it's a simple website. It allows team members, people within a team, it enhances communication, it enhances coordination, and it doesn't need a lot of IT support. So you don't need, hopefully, there's not a lot of programmers on this, but you don't want to hear this, but you can really start your wiki with not a lot of professional website support. You can do it yourself. I did it myself too. Matter of fact, an example of a wiki would be Wikipedia. That is a wiki. And you can put videos on there. I've got music videos. I've got educational videos on my wiki. It's for entrepreneurs, passion entrepreneurs. And so it's a really good way to share information and knowledge. You can put links on there. You can put articles, all kinds of stuff, and widgets and gadgets in the wiki. And it's really, really great, and it really empowers you. So I would strongly encourage people to kind of look at that stuff. It's a way, if you want to create a community, why not? You can do it through doing blogging so people can respond to you, but you can also do it by creating a wiki.
Well, Mr. Brown, how can social online networks benefit a business?
Have you ever heard of MySpace, Spark Plus?
Of course.
That's a social online network. Now, for professionals, LinkedIn is a social online network. Facebook is a social online network. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And I've also created a social online network called mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. But on these profiles, on these social online networks, it allows you to put your business profile on there that speaks about who you are and what you provide, your goods and services, your value proposition, if you will. You can put videos on there. You can put your company links. On mine, I have about 30 questions that you can answer. One is, what is your passion? Another is, what your background is. What kind of business opportunities are you looking for? What makes you different? And so you can actually put podcasts on there. So it's kind of like a business card that speaks to you, that really separates you from your competitions. And you can use these social online networks to make connections. Instead of going to a networking group, check out the person, his bio, his business on his network. If you have a question, you can put it out to the group and have responses. I have a client of mine that had the Southeast Private Equity Conference this past Monday and Tuesday. And I went out and said, hey, we're looking for more accountants. We're looking for more CPAs. We're looking for entrepreneurs that need capital. And we're looking for angel investors. Does anybody know any? And I got a really nice response and got some people that attended. And that's a way to connect with people. And you didn't have to get in your car and go anywhere. And so if you don't know these people, it's okay. What can happen is you can create your own online community. And why not use technology that's there? Well, can I mention one other thing before we run out of time?
Sure.
I use technology, and the name of my company is E3C. It stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. On Tuesdays, I have a networking session, typically for my clients and strategic partners, but I bring in people to kind of sample it, that we have a program where we connect entrepreneurs online. And you can actually network online. And so we have 10, 15 people on the call, and I ask them questions. What is your business? What separates you from your competition? What makes you unique? Tell us something we don't know. And Sparkle, guess how many people we connected last year?
How many?
500 people.
Wow.
This year, we've connected over 200, probably over 250, maybe 260 now, because I have to do the tab for last week, and also did some really nice stuff this week. So we're really excited about that. But you can use technology to network online. Gas is expensive nowadays, so you got to start thinking about ways that you can do things that's cheaper for you. You got a phone, you got a high-speed internet, start using technology to do that. And another thing, you could do first calls via phone, via the internet. You send them a link, use GoToMeeting, Adobe, a web conferencing software. People can see what's on your computer. You can see what's on their computer. You pick up the phone. I don't drive out to see a lot of suspects and prospects anymore. I want to connect with them online. They can see what I'm doing on my website. I can see what they're doing on their website. And I make calls like that. And I close deals. And if you're doing that, take a look at how many people that you could see via phone and internet versus going out to your car and driving, you know, in Atlantic traffic, and gas is expensive nowadays. I can typically see, instead of two or three people or four people a day, guess how many people I could see in one day?
How many?
Within my office, I can have 6, 7, 8, 10 calls in one day.
Wow.
So I'm there for my clients. I'm here. I'm not overloaded. I can take a nap in the middle of the day, and it's okay. And have more contacts and more sales. So people, I've got a guy that's a client in North Carolina. He was driving 6, 7, 8 hours to see one person. And then by the time he got there, he was trying to close them. He needed to get paid. So, you know, he didn't do so well. So I said, why don't you do what we're doing? He says, what's that? Why don't you connect online? I'm thinking this guy one time. But I coach him via the web. Phone number. And he calls my phone, or he actually calls me. And we connect online. And I coach him. So now he's instituted that web conferencing. He's closing deals. He's not trying to call and make these long-distance treks that you know, go to another time zone and probably need a full tank of gas and some food to keep you going. But he is connecting with people using technology, and he's closing deals now. He's doing the networking thing online. He's connecting with people first call. And then maybe the second or third time he meets them face-to-face.
Before we finish up, is there anything else that we can do with technology to help move our businesses to the next level?
Great question. I wrote a commentary on embracing the unknown, and it's very critical that if you really want to be profitable in your business, if you want to be productive, if you want to be efficient. I know people say, hey, I can't learn this stuff. I got problems of my own. I got to build my business. Well, you can use technology to, in fact, build your business. And don't be afraid. Find comparable, professional, knowledgeable people that can help you, but be open-minded. Look outside the box of what you're doing. There's a lot of great things happening. There are great success stories, and you can make a difference. So I strongly encourage you, take a look at what technology can do. And if you want a second opinion, certainly give me a call. Check out my website. Check out my profile. I can certainly help you.
Well, Mr. Brown, before we wrap up, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Great, great. You can reach me by calling me at 404-957-9193. That's 404-957-9193. I don't know. Should I have done that? I'm getting my phone number out on the internet. But my website is bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And I strongly encourage everybody, if they want, you should check my business profile out. And you can go to www.mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. Look for Kenneth Brown. Click on the name. Well, my picture, my profile comes up, and there's plenty of good stuff on there, and there are links to my podcast, my blog, my wiki, my social online network, all good stuff on there. There's a multimedia presentation on there. There's videos. There's music videos. There's even a video about how to build a website in 4 minutes.
Wow. All right. Well, Mr. Kenneth Darrell Brown, President and CEO of E3 Capital Resources, LLC. Thank you for being with us today and sharing such valuable information for our listeners.
Thank you very much, Barclay. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Anytime, if you need any help, any second opinions, thank you so very much. What you're doing with Blog Talk Radio, having your own show and empowering people, inspiring people is what it's all about. I encourage everybody to get out there and make a difference and be great.
We look forward to having you back again.
Well, thank you so very much.
All
Have
right.
a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another fantastic job behind the scenes. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5999.